Minister of Transport Fikile Mbalula has made it clear that scrapping e-tolls would not be economically viable. This after he was tasked with calming the feud between Finance Minister Tito Mboweni and Gauteng Premier David Makhura, who are at loggerheads on the issue. President Ramaphosa wants a resolution on the matter by the end of next month. The organization Undoing Tax Abuse has called for the scrapping of e-tolls, but adds that a solution has existed since its inception. Wayne Duvenage, who's CEO of ARTA, joins us with their take on what the next step needs to be for some resolution on the matter. Wayne, thanks so much for joining us this evening. Before we get to some of the solutions, despite David Mabuza's commentary even post the elections and his tete-a-tete with the finance minister, Tito Mboweni, we've got a transport minister who says that there's just no running away from e-tolls. How are you interpreting all of this?
Well, it's absolutely confusing, and it's been going on for far too long. We've had seven transport ministers that have tried to grapple with this. And I think what's missing in all the talk is civil society, because actually the scheme has been brought to its knees by the people, and yet they continue to ignore the will of the people, the say of the people. So I think we need to be very clear that if the minister and the president and whoever thinks that e-tolls is yet to stay, well, they actually don't grasp the situation, and because it only has about 20% compliance now, and it's barely covering the administration costs. So it has failed completely. Mm-hmm. So to say it's here to stay, what do they mean by that? You can keep the lights on, you can keep the counters ticking over, but if no one's paying, it's failed in its objective to finance the bonds. And prior to that decision, for decades, SANRAL, through grants from Treasury, have been financing road maintenance, upgrades and building through Treasury's grants. And that's all they needed to do for this 186 kilometres. In fact, they'd been doing it prior to the e-toll decision on the same road network. Mm-hmm. And what they went and did instead of doing that, which required, sadly, a 2.6 billion rand allocation a year, because SANRAL double paid for those roads. They paid more than what they should have paid, grossly. Shouldn't have come to more than 9.5 billion.
Which puts the spotlight on the kind of vetting processes that are there in the first place when contracts like these are awarded. Yeah. You alluded right at the top to the fact that civil society is still not a part of this conversation. Yeah. Are you as ARTA, more a part of consultations that are happening at the moment, or not at all? Because we know that you've had, for the longest while, various proposals on the table.
Yeah, so we've written to the president, ministers of transport, Tito Mboweni, and we've said we are available whenever you're ready to speak and hear. We've put position papers together. We've done a lot of research as to why these schemes fail around the world. This one ticked every box. There's 8 boxes of conditions of success or failure. This one ticked all the boxes for failure. And there are solutions. So, if government wants to put its head in the sand and not engage with civil society, I mean, that's fine as well. What's happened is civil society has spoken. They've made the decision for government. You cannot toll if you can't collect the money. If you cannot enforce your processes, then it's a pointless, futile exercise.
So what assumes then your confidence levels as far as this task team that President Cyril Ramaphosa has established is sitting very low at this stage, especially when it comes to coming up with a viable solution by the end of August?
August, yeah. Well, exactly. So, I mean, we do look forward. We want to engage. We don't want to be adversarial. We've been, in fact, for a full year prior to us having to go to court and interdict the launch, we engaged heavily with SANRAL on this matter and with our research. So it's not as if we've just sat there and got time on our hands and want to throw stones at government's policies. This was always going to fail, and it's cost us, unfortunately, a lot of money. And the delay in making this decision to the alternative, 5 years of it, has now racked up an interest bill of another 20 billion rand. And who has to pay that? Eventually, society pays. All taxes are paid from society. So, they're actually making the public angry, and they're losing their legitimacy because they continue to roll this crisis over and over again. Nobody wants to take the bull by the horns.
Looking at the alternatives that are on the table, I mean, part of the solution that you've put on the table is the fact that, you've got to reassess national budget to include allocations by Treasury towards the debt that's been racked up, including a possible allocation from the fuel levy. But that applies to South Africa in its entirety, not just to Gauteng. Will you not get a pushback from those living in other provinces against something like that?
those provinces who rely on the success of Gauteng, the province, the most cash-positive province that feeds into Treasury, 34% of the national fiscus's revenues, and the fuel levy on our small road network, and we're contributing to 34% of the fuel levy. It's absurd to think that a province in the Eastern Cape or KZN will say, no, we don't want to pay for your roads. These are actually South Africa's roads. They're not Gauteng's roads. Yes, we happen to drive in them, but so does a large portion of the economy. Getting goods to and from markets, getting people to and from work. This is not a long-distance toll route to Durban or Mpumalanga that you occasionally take. These are daily social infrastructure networks that we use.
So with amongst others this being covered then by a greater base, how would that cost compare to the kind of cost the consumers already encountering via the e-toll system?
Well, it's a double cost because we are paying taxes, we are paying the fuel levy, and now we must pay for our roads. You know, the other day somebody was challenging us from Cape Town, saying we don't want to pay for your roads. And the short question is, oh, so are your freeway networks in Cape Town tolled? Well, of course they aren't. You know, and in fact, City of Cape Town took SANRAL to task, fortunately, before the bonds were borrowed there and the roads were built, and they lost, SANRAL lost in all three courts, diabolically. For the same reasons that they will lose when eventually this test case gets to court. And they are delaying the case, not us. Mm-hmm. They've put a hold on the case since March, since the board made a decision not to pursue the debt. So, you know, it is just so in the air, and we hope that now, and the Cyril Ramaphosa's peg in the sand is August, let's find the solution. Well, we've got time. We're looking forward to meeting with the powers that be to help them make this decision. But they need to grasp the reality. To say that tolls are here to stay, it's like going to a football match and saying, let's have a game of soccer and there's no soccer ball in the field. I mean, really.
On that analogy, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening, Wayne. Of course, that Wayne Duvenage, Arter's CEO.